So we're starting a class in this famous work called the Chafetz Chaim and Shmirat HaLashon. We'll discuss what they both are, but in general, what these works discuss is the mitzvah of Lashon Hara. We have a mitzvah, we have a commandment in the Torah regarding how we speak about people. Now, before I continue, I want to ask you one favor. If I use a word that you don't know what it means, ask me. Okay. I was once giving a class in halacha, in Jewish law, and I was using the words mutar and asr, permitted and prohibited. And about halfway through the class, one guy raises his hand and says, what does mutar mean? I felt really bad. The guy's sitting there the whole class, and he's almost following. So don't hesitate to ask and interrupt me if there's a word you don't understand. Yes?
I don't speak Hebrew.
Okay, so I will try to translate every word. I will forget myself, not if, but when I forget myself, correct me, okay? The words Chafetz Chaim literally mean desires life. We'll discuss that later. But we have a biblical commandment that's actually a tremendous sensitivity about how we speak about other people. We know that the Torah prohibits us from inflicting harm on a fellow human being. But the mitzvah of guarding our tongue is a tremendous heightened sensitivity about how we speak about other people, because we're going to learn the laws and the philosophies of this mitzvah, and we're going to see that the sensitivities that the Torah demands of us are sensitivities that go beyond taking care, being concerned not to hurt someone. It's a heightened sensitivity which will hopefully help us in all our lives to be careful how we speak. There's a lot that could be said introducing this work, but this work actually is very, very, very thorough. So I'd rather let him speak for himself. Just as an overview, so we know who the author is, about 100 years ago, there lived a man in the city of Radin in Poland. His name was Rabbi Yisrael Meir of the city of Radin. He lived in a barn house, a big wooden house. We have pictures of his home. And he was very pious and very loved. He was a Kohen, meaning he came from the family of the priests, from Aaron the Kohen. And he, if I remember correctly, he was orphaned as a young child. His mother got remarried. And he learned and became very successful in his learning and became very loved. He established a yeshiva. And then he started writing works. Now, he was very pious, as is evident from his works. And when he wrote his works, he wrote works based on what he thought the Jewish people needed at the time. So we're just at the tail end of the work Ahavat Chesed that discusses, again, the philosophy and the laws of doing kindness with our fellow man. That's a work that he wrote. He felt that the Jewish people needed a work that summarizes all the other works on the laws of the day to day. So he went around asking rabbis who would write this encyclopedia. And no one agreed. So finally he saw he couldn't get anyone to do it, so he did it with his own sons, and he wrote the work that's known as the Mishnah Brura. Then he saw that people needed to be encouraged to be more careful how they speak. So he compiled these two works, Chafetz Chaim and Shmirat HaLashon. Again, we're going to see one discusses the laws of what may and may not be said and under what circumstance. And the other one discusses the importance of this mitzvah, how relevant it is and how potent the wages are of keeping this mitzvah and how careful we really should be about this mitzvah. It happens to be probably the most difficult mitzvah we have in the Torah. Difficult in the sense that it's very hard to control what we say. And as we learn the sensitivities the Torah wants of us, we're going to see that it's very hard. You know something really juicy and you just want to say it. And sometimes it's just a slight comment, or sometimes it's something that might get you promoted, but it involves hurting someone else's reputation. We're going to see many examples. This comes up all the time. You guys probably encountered it about 10 times in the last 6 hours. Someone asked you, how's it going? And you want to talk about the class. That was boring. That was fun. Oh, you know, if it were less monotonous, it would be more interesting. Can I say those comments? So we're going to learn about that sensitivity, and it's a phenomenal work. This is the first time I'm teaching it here at the Machon. I can tell you that I personally learned this, I don't know how many times, and I'm excited to learn it again, because I feel like it's something I always have to work on, as much as we try. It's a very difficult mitzvah to keep. So we have copies for everyone here. Those of you who can follow inside, it's always recommended. I read and try to translate and expand on the text. Okay.